Well, this morning our reading out of the gospel and reading for the sermon comes out of the gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. And this is the encounter of Mary and Elizabeth. Mary had gone to see her cousin Elizabeth, and they have this encounter where the children they were carrying recognized and leapt with joy upon being in the same room together. But we also have a part of scripture here that's well recorded and well shared. It's called the Magnificat, starting there about verse 46, sometimes called the Song of Mary. And composers throughout time have used this as an inspiration for music. And I think it's because of the hope and the power of the message that is shared in this moment. But here, I invite you to hear these words, starting at verse 39 of chapter 1 out of Luke's gospel. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, being that it's the fourth Sunday of Advent, I always feel it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of how it sits, right before Christmas. We have, the season of Advent where we have gone through, we have heard from the Old Testament, we've heard from the New Testament of the messages of the coming hope that will come with the birth of the Messiah. And here we are, we almost to Christmas, almost to the birth of Christ, but not yet. We're still here waiting and hoping and looking beyond that horizon, or looking for that coming birth of Christ. But I believe for us, though, it's important that we do pause, that we do experience this fourth Sunday, that we hear these words from Mary and Elizabeth about their encounter and where they are coming from. Now, last week, I shared a bit about Joseph, how his response to hearing of the birth of Christ, of the kind of position that culturally he was in, a very tough spot, and he had tried to find a way, forward with that, knowing the difficulty of the moment, knowing the difficulty of, staying with Mary because she was, with child before they were married, and was trying to find a way that would be helpful for her so she could, be remarried, so she could have honor, and not find herself in a difficult situation. And yet God had a different plan, than Joseph had, for Joseph to be that earthly father to Jesus. And Joseph, being that righteous person, carried forward with it. Well, Mary was in a very difficult situation as well, being an unwed woman, of hearing the words that she would bear the Messiah, of being in that tough spot culturally. And Elizabeth as well was not necessarily in an easy spot because she was a woman who was advanced in her years, who was far, outside the realm of, giving birth to her first child. Elizabeth could very easily have been, a grandmother several times over by the time she was giving birth to her first child, who is John the Baptist. And also, if you think about too, Elizabeth was in a situation where Zechariah didn't believe that they were going to have another child. And so Zechariah had been struck mute during the duration of Elizabeth's pregnancy. Maybe it helped Elizabeth having Zechariah mute. I don't know. But I would see it being a challenge, you know, in their marriage, in their household, in their daily life, when one partner there is totally silent. But as they were going forward, you know, through their pregnancies, you know, going through this, it was no doubt a difficult, you know, place for both Elizabeth and for Mary. You know, who knows what was being said behind their back? Who knows what was being said, you know, even in front of them, what they had experienced, you know, head on because of how outside of the norm their pregnancies were. But yet they get together, and in this moment, when they have gathered together, their wombs leapt, recognizing the hope that was coming. How John the Baptist in the womb there recognized the coming Messiah and leapt for joy, even in the midst of their difficult situation. And then Mary, you know, bursts forth into this song, this strong prophetic, you know, song that has inspired, you know, people throughout, you know, the ages. You know, these words that come out of a place of difficulty, a place where it is difficult to find joy, and yet she says these words that were filled with joy and hope. I'm going to read those words again there, starting at verse 46, going to 55, to hear those words born out of that difficult, you know, experience of difficulty in their lives. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely now on, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." These powerful words of hope come out of that difficulty. They come out of a place of struggling to find joy, struggling to find hope, probably struggling to find a way to get through the next day. And Mary boldly proclaims, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." I know that there have been years and Advents and Christmases that have been difficult for me, where it feels like it's hard to get through. Especially years I've lost loved ones, years I've lost friends, the years that have been difficult. Coming to this point in Advent can be difficult when we have those kinds of experiences, because we have that sense of loss, that difficulty, knowing that perhaps Christmas this year won't be the same as it had been in the past. Or maybe in the moment we have difficulty that we are facing, trying to move forward, trying to just make it day to day, let alone, you know, be a part of all the holiday festivities. But it's in those moments, I believe, Mary's words are powerful and transformative. They're words that are given not out of a perfect place. They're words not given out of the ideal. They're words that don't come from having everything picture perfect. They're words that come out of real life, of hardship, of difficulty. It's Mary's words here and the experience of Elizabeth that can carry me forward in this season when it seems difficult, when it's challenging, when it feels like there won't be joy in my life anymore. For these words of Scripture remind me of the real joy, the true joy that is found in our God and the hope that is coming, but also the hope that is present in the moment and the love of God that is there in that moment. It's too easy to dismiss the presence of hope and joy in our lives when we are in a difficult situation, and certainly understanding I've been there myself, but that joy that goes beyond, it goes beyond our difficulty, goes beyond our pain. It's that joy that comes from our God who is with us, who sees our difficulty and yet is still there, surrounds us and comforts us. Let us lean into these words that Mary shared long ago. Let us lean into this joy and this life that is present from our God, that is a part of our lives. Because regardless of what we are going through, our God is there. Our God hears us and is with us. And I believe that is hope and joy I can live into. Amen.